Good morning, church. Resurrection Sunday, a time to celebrate. Amen. I'll just get organized here. Just going to open in prayer this morning and just celebrate this time that the Lord has blessed us with. We celebrated Good Friday, had a wonderful time here on Friday morning. And this morning I've had a technical issue with the PowerPoint, so you're just going to have to listen to me a bit and not look up at the screen. This is not going to be a screen, so I apologize for it, but maybe that's what God wanted. Heavenly Father, we just give you praise this morning, and we thank you that your Holy Spirit just leads this service and continues to lead this service, Father God. We surrender ourselves, our hearts, our lives, our spirits to you right now, Lord, and we thank you as we share the Word of God, the uncompromising Word of God. We know, Lord Jesus, that our lives will be changed. Our lives will be changed for the better. And we give you all of the glory this morning. We thank you that you rose from the dead. We're here to celebrate that this morning. We're here to be a thankful people, Lord, a grateful people, that you are the firstborn of many brothers and sisters, and that whoever places their trust in you shall be saved, shall be set free, shall be spared from the wrath of the Lord. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. It's by your grace we have been saved through faith, and we give you all the glory this morning. Let us not leave this place like we came, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. He's alive again. The stone's been rolled away. Amen. There's no more. What was stolen in the garden has been restored at the cross. I got that in my spirit over the weekend, and I just felt that, you know, from the cross to the grave, to being to that place of resurrection, Resurrection Sunday, what we're celebrating today. Sin couldn't hold him. Death couldn't hold him. Sin couldn't convince him. Sin couldn't tempt him. It tempts us in everything that we do. But because of him, we have hope. He came to give us a hope. He came to give us a life that would be separated from this world of darkness and bring us into his marvelous light. Amen. Who wants to walk in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ today? Amen. Just today or every day. Amen. Amen. I don't care if you shout out this morning. It's a time to celebrate. It's a time to be excited about what God has done, and what not just what he's done at the cross, the resurrection, but what he continues to do for you and me every single day. There's not a day that he looks upon your heart or my heart and doesn't have compassion, doesn't have a plan, doesn't have a purpose. He always has a purpose. He always has a plan for you. We just got to learn to walk in it. We just got to learn to understand him and listen to his voice. In Romans, we read this the other day, but I'm just going to read it again because I really do believe this is very important. Romans 3:25 says, God set forth his son as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. The veil was torn in two. There was no longer a separation between creation and the Creator. He came to destroy the works of the devil. He came to destroy sin. He came to lift up those who were downtrodden. He came to bring those in bondage out of bondage, to open that Red Sea, as it were, so you could go through, so you could cross over to get to the other side. You've ever seen those evangelistic little flyers that go out, and they've got the bridge with the cross linking canyon to canyon, from the over the canyon? What a beautiful picture that is. And that's what we're here to celebrate today, Easter. I'm sorry if I'm a little bit overbearing this morning, but I believe I'm excited, and I believe that you should be excited as well, because it's something to celebrate. And don't just celebrate this at Easter. Oftentimes at Christmas and Easter and all these times, we get all high, you know, and on this like spiritual high, as it were. Why don't we just be spiritually high all the time? Why don't we just wake up every morning and just believe that, Lord Jesus Christ, praise to your name, you rose from the dead. Sin and death, hell and the grave has no power over me anymore. To your glory, I will live this life that you've blessed me with. And as long as I have breath, I will praise the Lord. I will lift him high. I will give him everything that I can possibly give him. And that's not much, but I can give him myself. It's not much from you, it's not much from me, but I can tell you, he looks upon the heart. And if he sees and views your heart and says, this is a heart just like David, a heart after me, He'll come in like a flood. He'll come in and change your life. And he whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. And one word from the Lord will change one's life for a few days. Forever. Amen. Don't let it be a few days. Let it be forever. Going through this Easter story, getting away from Good Friday, because we're not going to talk too much now about the cross because he's conquered the cross. We're not going to talk too much this morning about death because he's conquered death. We're going to talk about life because he comes to give life, and he comes to give life more abundantly. It's not a life that's here today, gone tomorrow. Yes, we will die from this earth. But if you're in here this morning and you've placed your trust in Jesus at any time in your life right up until now, and if you haven't, I'd love to see you after the service. But if you have, you have started your eternity. You have commenced your eternity with Jesus. Amen. And there is nothing that will snatch you out of his hand, because he has you under the feathers, under his feathers, under the shadow of the Almighty, like the psalm says. And he doesn't want to let you go. Sometimes we want to walk away. Sometimes we want to do our own thing. But I encourage you this Easter, just look back to today. Look back to this celebration of Jesus rising from the dead. Look back to the suffering sacrificial lamb that he gave, the lamb that was slain, that he gave everything for us. He gave us his everything through the pain and the agony that he went through. All he could see looking forward beyond the cross, beyond the tomb, all he could see was you. All he could see was me. And he said on the cross, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And he still says that to us today. He said, "I love you. I just want to be intimate with you. I want you to be intimate with me. I want you to have a heart after me, just like my servant David did. I want you to be an imitator of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's what my word says." Who wants to be imitators of the Lord Jesus? You know, I seen something on Facebook this morning, I'm not mentioning any names, I'm not at liberty to do that, but this man proclaims to be a Christian, and he's saying all this negative stuff publicly that is not Jesus. And it grates against you. It breaks your heart, because we need to testify to the world that Jesus is a Jesus. He's a God of love. He's a God of acceptance. He's not a God of rejection and judgment and all that. All judgment is his, but it's righteous judgment. But it's not our job. And when I looked at that, it just grieved me on Resurrection Sunday, when Jesus walked up until then, the ministry that he served, he never condemned anyone. He loved everyone. And we would do well to do the same, each one of us. It's so easy to judge, especially if you're well-versed in the scriptures. You can see that according to scripture, that is wrong. You can see that this and that is right and wrong and whatever. And you can share with people, that's fine. But don't force your opinions. And that's just something that I probably didn't need to share this morning, but it might help someone this morning in the house. It's interesting in the story that of Easter, from when Jesus rose from the dead, that he presented himself to Mary Magdalene first. And, you know, right through the church system about women keeping silence in the church and all of that, I'm not going to get into a debate from the pulpit on that. But it was just very interesting that Jesus presented himself to a sinner such as Mary was. But she was saved by his grace. She wasn't probably, didn't have a really good reputation in the community of her time. But then when she went to that tomb, and the ladies went to that tomb on that morning bringing spices to anoint the body of Jesus due to express their love for him, their honor to him, the stone had been rolled away. And the women go to the disciples and tell them, and they all come rushing back. And then Mary, face to face with an angel, suddenly hears a voice, turns around and sees this so-called gardener. But Jesus wasn't the gardener. Jesus is Jesus. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And what an experience for a woman who I feel felt so unworthy. But she knew that her Savior loved her. She knew the experiences that she had with him. He could have appeared to anyone first that day. He could have gone back to the chief priests, maybe Caiaphas even, and said, hey, look at me. You tried, but you didn't succeed. He could have went to Pilate and said the same sort of things. But he went to Mary. He went to his disciples. He had encounters with the people whom he loved. He loved everyone else as well, but he went to those people. And you know what he does today? He comes to you and me, and he presents himself to us. And it's how we receive that presentation that will affect our eternity, that will affect our relationship and our day-to-day life that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Who wants to live most days for the Lord? Who wants to live every day for the Lord? Amen. It's not just here today, gone tomorrow, this relationship that we have. We see in this modern society we live in, we see so many marriages come and go, treated very in a shallow way. But that's not what Jesus wants with a relationship with him. He wants deep and meaningful, intimate with him. Sometimes even so deep that you're going to sound like a nutcase to other people around you. You're too deep for me. I've got to get out of here. But, you know, Jesus loves deepness. He loves depth. He loves when you are rooted and grounded in him, knowing that there is nothing that he will not share with you. There's nothing that he won't bestow upon you. The blessings that he pours out upon you, I'm not talking about earthly blessings, but the blessings of his presence. There's nothing more precious than the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he rose from the dead, and these disciples and Mary presents himself to them, he is bestowing his presence upon them. And they're fearful. They're in wonder, but at the same time, there's a bubbling joy in their heart to say, a couple of days ago, we were devastated. All hope was gone. The men on the Cleopas and plus one, on the road to Emmaus, they even said it in the writings of the scriptures that they were hoping that this Jesus was going to redeem Israel, but all hope was gone. He wasn't the political power. He wasn't the military superhero that they were asking for and wanting in this first advent, the first coming of Christ. But I can tell you something real, real exciting. In the second advent, he will be. Right now, he is. Amen. He will be that political superpower. He will be that warfare hero, spiritually speaking. Amen. He's not worried about the flesh, the world. His kingdom is spiritual. You and me are spiritual. When you give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, he comes in, he pours the Holy Spirit into your life. And then out of the abundance of that Spirit, out of the abundance of the leadings of the Holy Spirit, you will live your life. Who wants to live out of the abundance of what God wants to place in their lives? Amen. You know, thanks for putting your hands up. You too. Good on you. That's not from me, that's from the Lord. But everyone in here, I believe their hearts were putting their hands up. Eh? If you've got hands in your heart, it was up. Amen? Because we want to please the Lord in everything that we do. We want to please him coming in, going out. We want to please him in the city. We want to please him in the country. Some of you may be from the city today. Some of you are from the country. Well, all our guys are from the country, unless you drive a long way for church every day, every Sunday. But we want to please him in all of those areas because of what he did, because of the power of his resurrection. Resurrection Sunday is a time to celebrate. It's a time to leap forth into the future now for some of you. This is a word for someone in here, or many of you, certainly a word for me, is let today be the start of a new day in your life, a new chapter, if you like, that you're going to pour more and more into the Lord instead of more and more into yourself. Pour more and more into the kingdom of God, then more and more into your own affairs. Because as you do that, the blessing of God will come upon you like a flood. How do I know that? The Word teaches me. God shares that with you and with me every day. And when I was talking about being, you know, in the city, in the country, you know, Deuteronomy says, blessed will you be in the country. Blessed will you be in the city. When you place him first place. Because when he was on the cross, you were on his mind. when he was on the cross, he placed you first place. When he was on the cross, he was looking at the joy that was set before him. And that joy, Kathy, he was looking at you. You're the joy. Margie, you're the joy. Graham, you're the joy. There's people I'm seeing here, I don't know your names. You're the joy. You're the joy that was set before him, and he went to the cross of Calvary. And he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And the answer to that, he was forsaken so you would be accepted. He was forsaken so the veil of separation, which was pictured in the temple, but it was also spiritually speaking, was opened. That if you're in need, if you have a heart that is broken, you can come to him and be healed. If you're blind, you can come to him and you will see again. If you're deaf and you can't hear, he will make you hear again. Amen. He's the God of deliverance. He's the God to set the captives free, to set the sinners free from the bondages and the turmoils that we face in this earth all of the time. Those disciples onto the road to Emmaus took and invited Jesus after their walk back into their home for the breaking of bread. And when he broke the bread and he supped with them, their eyes were opened and suddenly he vanished. Amen? And that's what the scripture teaches us. But I can tell you, when you're presenting, we're going to break bread together later. And Jesus, I want you to just picture him this morning and know that he won't vanish like he did there. He will never vanish from your life. We put our blinkers up and we can't see him or we can't hear him, but he will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. This 40 days that he spent post resurrection upon this earth, he presented himself and he come and went and the Bible even says that there's things that aren't recorded in there because there's too much to be written. No book could hold everything. That what he did even just in those 40 days. But he comes to present himself to you. Will you receive him is the question this morning. Will you receive him into your heart? Will you